Welcome. You have the right to disobey any form of authority that demands you do something destructive to life. You have the right to resist if you are expected to become part of a system's offered or covered forms of violence. You have the right not to take up arms. You have the right to refuse to spy on a colleague at work. You have the right not to share the intolerance of a fellow believer. You have the right not to become crude or to fight with psychological cunning, even if this is demanded of you in the interests of others. You have the right to reject the explanations that make any form of violence seem understandable and thereby tacitly justify it. Violence begins long before guns are taken up. It is not to be found only in wars, nor only in the terrible torture of distant lands. It begins much smaller and more innocuous. It begins in the heart and sometimes even in the name of love. Violence begins where coercion begins, where one person decides for another, where a person is expected to obey a power even when their own voice warns them against it. The individual no longer counts for anything, where they are merely a statistic, where their individuality and uniqueness are taken from them. That is where violence and destruction begin, whether in a small group, Christian or otherwise, or in a country of millions with a foreign ideology. Violence begins where one person cannot bear that another is different and where they are forced by subtle or crude means to conform. Violence begins with exerting pressure, with excessive encouragement, with persuasion and exaggeration. There is the power of words and the power of position. There is violence through age, through youth, through being a man and through being a woman. And against each of these forms, you have the right to defend yourself. For the conscious individual, obedience is no longer a viable option. They will no longer allow themselves to be used for the destructive aims of others. They decide for themselves and choose what they do and they do not do. You have the right to be disobedient if you desire a world without armies and without religious fanatism. If you are no longer concerned with unity but with diversity, if you prefer freedom to the orders and rules of parties and hierarchies of every kind, then you have the right to be disobedient with your whole being. Thank you for listening. Until next time, and take care.